The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports. Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
Talk a little Cubs, because they finish up the month of June 500. They finished at 13-13.
If that's going to be their version of a June swoon, it's fine. Here's why it's fine.
June swoon usually means a good thing. Like, you need to, I need you to clarify that more.
Here we go, Jim. This is going to be a big one.
Here we go, Tony.
When I think of June swoon, I think of a bad thing.
Swoon, if you swoon over somebody, that means, like, you, like what they've done. It's like, oh, I swoon over this decision that was made.
June swoon is an old Wall Street adage referring to a potential dip or lull in the stock market during the month of June. It's been described in baseball terms for as long as I've been following baseball as a dip.
Words are awesome. I love words.
I don't cover teams good enough to have June swoons. That's part of the problem. When I cover teams that lose 100 losses in a row, 3 seasons in a row, like I did with the Astros, or I grew up a Texas Rangers fan, or I covered a 90-loss Phillies team, or I did White Sox pre- and post-game where we were in the trust the prospects era, do any of those teams sound like I would come across that phrase?
I mean, I'm lost for words.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, I love it when we get to wake up with a woman yelling, because some of you are already upset.
I'm just waiting for the July jump, and we are off to a good start, right?
I think we can be.
Yeah.
It is July 2nd, after all.
Yeah.
On Rahimi and Harris on The Score. They tell me it's a Wednesday. We are coming to you live from the Hyundai studios here at The Score, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out. You just heard Marshall Harris's voice. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. You can call us or text us. We'll take some calls today because there was a lot of Cubs news that happened yesterday. We would like to talk about it with you. That number is 312-644-6767. I would also like to talk about with you the fact that the Cubs had, other than some base running issues, a very solid game yesterday against Cleveland.
Other than some base running
other
issues.
Other than a couple snafus.
A couple or three? A trio. How can we get all three outs on the base pass? But you know what? That happened. That's fine because, for one, Matthew Boyd was on the mound. He said, don't worry about it, guys. I got you.
So this is a popular phrase. The phrase toopland. Have you heard of that?
Toopland?
Toopland. T-O-O-T-B-L-A-N. It's even in the MLB.com glossary. Toopland is the acronym that stands for thrown out on the bases like a nincompoop.
Wow.
Essentially, the toot blend describes any force out a player makes on the bases, including outs made while attempting to take an extra base, outs on would-be sacrifice flies, pickoffs, double offs, fielder's choice outs with an open base, batter and runner interference, and getting hit by a batted ball. Coined by Cubs blogger Tony Jewell in 2008, the toot blend was invented to measure the impact poor base running has on a player's on-base percentage and offensive value. Jewell invented toopland as part of the what he called the Ryan Theriault adjusted on-base percentage, which was created to examine Theriault's true value to the 2008 Cubs. The RTA OBP was an equation that subtracted caught stealings and toopland from Theriault's actual OBP, which was 387 in 2008. And I thought it was really cool that it was in the MLB.com glossary because I was like, what we have here is a toopland situation. And there it was.
Did anyone say that on the broadcast, either radio or TV last night? I missed it.
I don't know because I thought it in my head broadcast.
Okay, so yesterday we learned about June Swoon for the public. Today it's Toot Bland.
No, I learned about June Swoon because I cover bad baseball teams.
Yeah, but like I did not know about Toot Bland, so I appreciate you bringing that to my attention and also having a perfect illustration of what Toot Bland looks like for an entire team in one inning.
We get to giggle about Toot Bland today and not be mad about it because the Cubs have won their 50th game. 5-2 over the Guardians, and you can laugh and have some fun with it when other people did their jobs. But I would like to button this up by also giving you a stat in true baseball fashion. According to Elias, that was the first inning since 8:30 is an August 30th, 1991, in which a team got three outs despite every batter reaching safely.
Did you say 1891?
1991.
Oh, 1991. Okay.
It was a palindrome year.
Okay, I got it. Same as the front.
Because the runner was thrown out of home plate as he tried to score on a wild pitch. Carson Kelly. And then two runners got picked off first base all in the same inning. And they scored three runs. What if they hadn't had those things happen? Would they have scored, say, a million runs? Because that's how it felt watching that inning.
Anytime you get six straight base runners on to start an inning, you're thinking crooked numbers, you're thinking batting around. None of those things happened yesterday.
This was the second inning last night. I did think to myself, oh no, is this going to come back and bite them?
Yeah, for a while, right? Because it was, at that point, a three-run inning, and especially after Matthew Boyd gave up two runs in the top of the fourth, you're thinking, man, what happened in the second inning could really come back. But luckily for the Cubs, they were playing the Guardians, who do not score a lot of runs. Remember, coming into this game, they had been shut out in three of their previous four games, and with Matthew Boyd on the mound, he was in cruise control after that inning where he gave up the runs.
It also stands to be said because, for example, when Carlos Santana rips that solid hit to the left field corner, I'm going, Carlos Santana still got it. He's been on the Guardians for 1.5 million years, and yet they were still threatening. A legitimate one, but you're right. We can laugh about all of this because the Cubs won 5-2, and Matthew Boyd just continues to do his damn job. 7 innings, 5 hits, only 2 earned runs, a single walk, 5 strikeouts, and he's able to help shut the door because we had a good old-fashioned 7 innings from your starting pitcher. Brad Keller comes in with the hold, shuts him down with 1 inning, and then Daniel Palencia just throws absolute fireballs to shut the door.
I would like to take this time to make an apology. I was wrong. I was mistaken. If you remember, when the Cubs needed a new reliever to close down ball games said, I like Keller over Palencia. I really do. And I really do like Keller. I'm not apologizing for liking Keller, but I perhaps was not as familiar as I needed to be with the potential that has now become the game of Daniel Palencia. 10 pitches, 8 for strikes, 1 at bat in which it was, what? Good morning, good evening, good night. Gas, straight flames.
When there's a sound effect that you make to yourself when you're watching him pitch, that's how you know it's good. I was like, oh. He's been everything they have needed him to be in that ninth inning. He forces the fly out to Kyle Tucker, Carlos Santana, and then strikes out Lane Thomas and Nolan Jones and just shuts the door. And that 3-pitch outing to Lane Thomas, 101.1, 101.5, 101.9. Just give him the 102 at that point. Come on.
They gave him the 102 on the broadcast. It's fine.
Give
we
me
round
a little
up.
More. I know, but I love MLB StatCast. And you know, unfortunately, I've got a lot of baseball savant stats that I threw at you guys last night. But this is not the time or the place for that today. And then he ends the game on that really nice 90-mile-an-hour slider. Like, that was just an outstanding performance pitching-wise all around. 2 earned runs to Cleveland, who I still respect. Yeah, I'm good with it.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
When you look at the ERAs of the pitchers who pitched last night, the 2.65 now for an 8-3 Matt Boyd, the 1.86 for Brad Keller, and the 1.80 for Daniel Palencia, you realize that the Cubs have one of the best bullpens in all of baseball. And it's been phenomenal to watch what happens when they don't get stuck in what I call the middle, which is the fourth inning through the sixth inning where you have relievers in instead of your starting pitcher. That's when problems occur for most teams. And the Cubs able to avoid that. Here's why that's important, Layla. It's the day after an off day, a much needed off day, right? But it's also an outing in which you saw the Cubs say, we're going to get 7 innings from our starter. And now Craig Counsell set up beautifully for the rest of this series.
You breathe easier because not only did your starting pitcher set the tone for this game, but he set the tone for having an easier time for the next 2 days. And that's important. It's something that we've talked about all season. We discussed I believe in April and May, how, you know, it wasn't just the Sunday struggle. It was the fact that that was the third game of the series and they perhaps had run out of sufficient pitching. But that hasn't been the case as of late, and this is a good reason why. Anytime a starting pitcher can set the tone like this, not only should we give him some credit, we should absolutely hear from him as well. Because Matt Boyd, as a texter appropriately put, 847, remains the father who stepped up. There's no better way to put it than that. So let's listen to Matt Boyd himself, starting with how he feels about where this year stands in his career.
When I first got hurt, in 2021, I remember I knew my best was still ahead of me. And it was like, okay, like, this is what I'm going to do when the ball is in my hand. Unfortunately, there was, you know, quite some time before I was healthy, right? And I knew, like, health is, you know, kind of got in the way of that. But I'm grateful, you know, to be healthy, grateful to be out there, and my mind's just solely focused on competing. And I'm grateful that I get to do that in a Cubs uniform, right? And so, yeah, it took a little time, but, you know, it was one of those things that you're like, okay, just when the opportunity will, you know, present itself, I'll be ready.
He sounds so nice about it, right? He's like, oh, I'm Matthew Boyd. I'm really nice. I'm this nice person. I've got all this gratitude. Boom, strikeout next.
Talking about Matthew Boyd here on Raheemy and Harrison, it is clearly Matthew Boyd Appreciation Day. 17 starts he's now made. He's given up more than three runs exactly one time. And the one time he did, he gave up four runs. Also, he leads the National League in wins with eight. And I know wins are a stat that people don't necessarily love, but they do show that you have been in the game for at least five innings. I could say that about that. And he's only one off his career high. His career high in over a decade pitching in Major League Baseball. He is one win away from his career high in wins.
I think it can be used to understand a pitching staff. When you compare his wins with the rest of the starters, then it's valid, right? Like, it tells you a little bit more about his body of work, right? It's not something that you hang your hat on and measure him by. But when you can see, compared to the rest of his teammates, what that means, I'll raise you another discussion here. He's in some really nice company when it comes to quality starts and sub-3 ERA. He leads the Cubs with 12 quality starts a season. Logan Webb is your leader in baseball with 14. He's got a 2.61 ERA. The guy they saw on Sunday, Framber Valdez, with the Astros, 13.272. The next dude, Zach Wheeler, who had, what, an 0.57 ERA last month? 13 quality starts, 2.27 ERA. Next is Max Fried at 13. Then you've got Matthew Boyd at 12, tied with Paul Skeens, Hunter Brown, and Brian Wu. So if that doesn't give you an indication of what he is doing for his group right now, I think we've got a lot of stats that show you why we are appreciating him today.
Yeah, 12 quality starts in 17 outings is a high, high mark. And it's a one way to keep the Cubs in ball games. And with their offense, even though it has been up and down at times in the month of June, but the standard Cubs offense, if you can give them a quality start, you're good. Now 28-5. When they get a quality start from their starting pitcher are the Cubs.
Well, that's it. And you know, we talk a lot about openers, and we are going to talk a little bit in our Sandy Alcantara discussion that is coming up later on our show about whether or not the Cubs need to even go after a starter when you consider what other teams are doing in the playoffs. Our Sandy segment is at 1 o'clock. But when it comes to just appreciating what your starting pitching is doing right now and how they help you breathe easier, that's a big, big deal. Daniel Palencia, though, I'm pretty sure took some people's breath away. I appreciate those two bookends, as you said in the pre-show meeting, Marshall, doing what they did to make everything else fun. Like, we get to laugh about, hey, remember that time Matt Shaw got picked off at first? Whew, Carson Kelly, what was happening there? You get to enjoy it a little bit more.
No, we'd be having a completely different conversation if the Cubs had found a way to lose that game and not tacked on the insurance runs. Shout out to Seiya Suzuki as he makes his all-star push. Want to remind people that phase two voting ends at the top of the hour. Like, phase two voting into the top of that.
And guys, I got to tell you, some other teams are doing some stuff that the Cubs are not. Like, the Dodgers are out here bribing people. We'll get into that a little bit later on our show.
So if you haven't voted, you only get to vote one time a day during phase two voting. But you might want to go up, hit the website, MLB.com, the At-Bat app, however you go and get your MLB voting done.
Apparently,
go get that
they just
done.
Call it the MLB app now, but I still also call it the At-Bat app because that's when I download it.
No, there's, I think there's two different apps. I think
no,
you can do
they've,
it
on, they've
it,
combined them.
Oh, they combined them. Okay. Because I have the At-Bat app
Mega
on my
app.
Phone.
Mine changed to MLB a long time ago.
Oh, okay. I have the MLB.
I refused to get the MLB app, and I wanted just the At-Bat app. But MLB's like, nah, here's
that,
some code.
That is news to me. I will say this. Right now, neither Pete Crow Armstrong nor Kyle Tucker, as of last tabulation, are in first place in the National League outfield vote. But they are in second and third. So if you can hold that, you've got two Cubs starters. Carson Kelly, unfortunately, even though he has been better, I don't think he's going to catch Will Smith because the Dodgers.
Also, I appreciate the voters actually respecting his numbers and saying, yes, these numbers were good enough to have the all-star discussion because they frankly were. Like, that was one of those times where the numbers properly indicated the popularity. I also want to hear from somebody who I incredibly respect in the game when it comes to Matt Boyd. And that is Cleveland Guardians broadcaster Tom Hamilton, who I just think does a fabulous job. Boyd came over, as we know, from Cleveland. We know he's pitched for Detroit. So Tom Hamilton has seen a lot of this guy. And here's what he had to say to our afternoon show yesterday about him.
Well, you don't want to give Matthew Boyd a 3-0 lead. He hasn't lost a game at Wrigley this year. Cleveland wanted to keep Matthew Boyd. He wanted to stay in Cleveland. But Cubs wrote a bigger check. You can't blame him. At age 34, he loved his time in Cleveland, but financial security. David Fry takes a strike, and again, it's pretty doggone reasonable contract. 2 years, $29 million total.
That was the broadcast on WTAM 1100 in Cleveland, but it's rare to get that kind of praise out of a guy who's no longer on the team. Tom does a great job, but that kind of tells you how he felt about him.
That's why he's getting the Ford C. Frick Award later on this summer, going to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. So that's why, because he understands baseball and he can compliment one player that used to pitch for the team he broadcast for while also keeping things in perspective with the whole big market, not quite as big market thing with Cleveland versus Chicago.
551 says Matthew Boyd is the godfather of Cubs pitching right now. Thank you, Matthew. Everybody with the responsible dad references. I love it.
Do we have a nickname for Daniel Palencia yet? Because as a bookend, he's that guy. So if you guys
Gasolina,
have
Gasolina, right? Like, the Daddy Yankee song Gasolina is his song.
Are we calling him
classic,
Gasolina?
A reggaeton classic, is it not? Ray, I look at you because I feel like that song came out in what, like 2006?
Let me get it hit like 2005, I think. Let me look up the actual year, but I think it was like 2005.
So we're just going with Gasolina as the nickname though?
I mean, he's throwing that Gasolina. That's
Tommy
for sure. 2004. Yeah.
Man.
That's only 21
Time
years
flies,
ago. It
man.
Wasn't that. It wasn't that far back.
That was my first. I think that was probably the first reggaeton song I heard.
That was the big breakthrough hit.
Or was the Boricua Borera? It was just the one where everybody got the shout out. You know which one I'm talking about. It's like around that time.
Yeah, that's the one with Noriega.
Yes.
That was another one that. That was like a big breakthrough hit.
You found Nori? He's in the Philippines? What? Now that I've given that reference, it's probably time to take a break. Let's talk a little bit more about Daniel Palencia because the man deserves some flowers here. And then we'll shift gears and talk about something that we discussed on our show that took off yesterday. I think it's the latest. It's actually time for the latest for real chapter of the Kyle Tucker extension discussion.
We call it six or a half a dozen. That's the way we're looking at it. In the hundreds, of course. Hundreds of millions, that is.
I don't even know what that number is.
We're about to find out.
We are indeed.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.